I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater opens their 2009-2010 season with Gioachino Rossini's comedy The Italian Girl in Algiers, L'Italiani in Algerie, in a production conducted by our guest, Maestro Arthur Fagan. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Second year on the faculty here. First opera for IU, but looking over your vita, really it's something one could get lost in. 70 opera productions. Tell us a little bit about this particular opera. Have you done this one before?
Well, I did it many, many years ago in Germany. I've also recorded excerpts from this opera for BMG with Juan Diego Flores and Veselina Kasarova.
So you've had a great chance to work on this, and now you're coming back to it. How's it been getting to see an old friend?
Well, I mean, I happen to love Rossini. He's a very special, unique composer. It's a combination of this kind of beautiful bel canto and also this very effervescent kind of slapstick comedy.
I understand that there's been a little bit of hard work in the library looking for some artifacts from earlier performances of this opera.
Well, actually, we're in a very fortunate situation in Indiana University. I actually discovered reading the foreword to the new critical edition of this opera, published by Ricordi, that there are original cadenzas actually in the library of Indiana University. And we are incorporating some of these cadenzas into the second act rondo sung by the mezzo-soprano, Isabella.
Where do they come from, Arthur?
They were come from a singer who worked with Rossini, Laura Cinta D'Amreano, who sang these cadenzas apparently in the Paris Opera in the early 1800s.
Talking just a little bit about plot and characters, how do you think this particular opera, The Italian Girl, translates for a modern audience?
Well, that's a very interesting question because I like doing it in its original form, in its original setting, and in its original time. However, there are many directors, especially in Germany, who, when they do this opera, draw parallels to the situation in the Middle East today, meaning that you've got this sultan who could be done in some modern production as a dictator of a banana republic or an Arab sheikh who has a harem of women, and he's actually bored by the local women, and he's fascinated by a liberated European Western woman, which is the Italian girl who comes to Wisden, who ends up in Algiers. I mean, there are many parallels to a modern-day situation.
Certainly sounds like something that's absolutely pregnant, to use a word.
Yeah, but I like to avoid those political similarities because I think it's a great comedy in itself, and I don't think we should really think too much about those parallels.
Rossini clearly loved his singers, but he also loved his orchestra. How does the balance work for that in this show?
Well, first of all, it is a bel canto opera, so it gets more heavily weighted towards the singers. The orchestral writing is very beautiful and very brilliant, and certainly those finales have some of the most effervescent music ever written for opera.
But?
So I think bel canto is more singer's opera, yeah, I would have to say that. In contrast to, let's say, Puccini and Wagner, in which the orchestral fabric becomes every bit as much important as the vocal line.
The IU Opera Theater's production of Rossini's The Italian Girl in Algiers, L'Italiani in Algerie, conducted by our guest Arthur Fagan, plays Fridays and Saturdays, September 25th and 26th, and October 2nd and 3rd at 8 p.m. in the Musical Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.